Well, I have some good news this morning. Tina Crowder Oakes is going to be bringing the message next week. Judy and I are going to be traveling to Lakeland for the Florida Annual Conference, and we're grateful for that. I didn't know. I thought it was at the bishop's request when it first came out that it was a mandatory thing. Then I come to find out at General Conference they changed the discipline to say that anybody that's under appointment of the bishop has to attend annual conference. So, we haven't been there for 11 years. 11 years? Longer than that, maybe.
Longer than that.
2011. So, I watch it online. I stay in tune with what I need to do. I do. Phil does, too, sometimes. So that's a good thing, and you're going to be blessed with Tina's message, and we thank you for that, Tina. Thank you for doing that, and I don't know about any birthdays this week. Do you?
Travis
is
asking everyone.
Well, he's still celebrating.
Yeah, this is monthly.
Well,
today's June 1st.
That's
what
he said. Yeah. I haven't
read that.
It's
just the
month. I don't know what to do.
But I did get a really nice birthday present.
Oh, good. What'd you get?
I
mean,
really hot.
Oh. Deep sea?
Yes,
a lake. All right. You going to catch one of these sailfish? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who's going to clean it?
Well, usually my son takes me out.
Oh, good. Great.
We're just going to take that you'll get the baby.
Yeah. I needed one last time we went out, but I had a fish and it went down into the rock, and then I had a rock. And I thought I still had a fish. So I was...
You were working it.
I was working it, and then I found out that I didn't have a fish. And then I needed an electric drill. My son had his, and he was on my place.
Cool.
Yeah. Yes.
Good. Oh, happy birthday. Phil!
Because of the recency of the dinner down at the pond, I've been putting in the notices that there will be no dinner on the second Sunday.
Hallelujah.
This week. Is that accurate?
We were just talking about that.
Good.
Oh, no.
Okay.
I invited Joanne to it.
Joanne, George.
Well,
you
can
come to Colorado.
He's coming.
She's
going to try it, and we're going
to
come.
Well, she still come.
She was going to come next Sunday, and I said, why don't you wait until the second Sunday?
Well, that is next
Sunday.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
So that's all right. She can still come.
Well, are we going to have it this month?
No.
We're just going to skip it just because we just had done that. We'll figure something out for her if she comes.
Okay.
We'll figure it out, Joanne.
Yeah.
We can do a KFC or
something.
If everybody wants to stay, if she comes, I'll stay and visit with her and we'll eat.
Yes, I thought I'd give her a chance to visit.
Yeah.
Before
everybody
here.
Yeah. After. Yeah. Did you get to send her
hymnal? No, I haven't.
You haven't done that yet?
We've been
involved. Yeah. What are you doing in your spare time? It's amazing how the roles reverse.
Yes.
The older we get, and Alan Jackson was talking this morning. I listened to his Mother's Day message because it's usually a week or so behind. And I got to find it. There's a chart that he had that somebody put together from the time we're born and how we interact with mom. And then we get to 5 years old or some kind of, and anyhow, get all the way up to the end when mom goes home to be with the Lord. And we say, I wish I could talk to mama. And it really, really brings it all light. So we love talking to mama.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we do.
Yeah. So.